We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Mem Aleph. The previous paragraph spoke about the Mishnah in Masech Debrachas, the first Mishnah, which speaks about when is the correct time for saying Shema in the evening. And the Mishnah had said that it's from when the Kohanim, who are Tameh, who are impure, from when they can go back into their homes to be able to eat Truma. And Rav Nosson Zal spoke about this. He spoke about Shema, what we had learned earlier about Shema, the fact that Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy represent the great He'oras HaRotzoin, that high level of Rotzoin, and being Mamtik, the 24 courts, that the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Leilam Voed represented the 24 courts from all Midas Sadin comes from. He spoke about the Kohen, that the Kohanim represent Chesed, and when the Torah speaks about an era when our work will be taken care of for us, it compares us to Kohanim, Va'atem Kohane Hashem Yikru. Rav Nosson Zal also spoke about the 50th level, the fact that Truma is one from 50, alluding to the Shar HaChamishim, the 50th level from which Ratzon comes from, which is tied into Shavuos, which we spoke about. And now he's going to continue and clarify this a little bit more. Paragraph Mem Aleph. Ve'ikar kriyas hazman shel kriyas shmanal hamavur b'mishnanal. And the main time that the Torah establishes for the kriyas shman evening, which is mentioned in that first Mishnah in Brochus, humisho shehakohanim shehoyu tmeim v'tovlu, is from the time that the Kohanim, who became tamei, impure, and they dipped in the mikveh, she'enom reshoim lechol b'truma ad sheyariv shimshon. And even though they dipped in the mikveh already, which gave them a certain level of purity, they're still not allowed to eat truma until after the sun has set. Shehu be'eis tchilas halaylo shel achrov, which means the beginning of the next day, which starts from the night. We know that according to the Torah, vayhi erev vayhi voiker yoim echod, a day begins from night. So we see that the Kohen, who is impure, he toivels, he purifies himself, but that's not enough. He has to wait for the new day to begin. Kamay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Chumash Vayikra, chapter 22, Uvo Hashemesh, the sun sets, v'toher, and then he is pure. V'achar yoichal min hakadoshim, and only then can he eat from holy foods. Kamay Shemafur Shem b'Gemara, u'bepirush Rashi, as is explained over there in Brachas, in the Gemara, and in Rashi. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Bozeh hoirulonu razal, through this halacha, our rabbis teach us, verimzulonu, and they hint to us, she'ikar mitzvahs kriyashma, shehu emunas harotzoin, shehakoil misnaheg barotzen aboiri, hayochid kadmon yisbor shmoy lenetzach, that the main mitzvah of Shema, which is declaring our faith in the fact that everything is controlled only by the will of Hashem, who is the first before everything else, hu laham shecholenu hu emunah kedosh hazois b'chol yoim v'yoim mechodosh. Our intention in reading the Shema is to draw this faith upon ourselves new every single day, to renew our faith and belief in this fact that everything is under the control of Hashem. Kemoy shemazhir al zeh b'parshas kriyas shma b'yoser, as the Torah instructs us regarding this, when the Torah defines the Shema, kemoy shekosov, as it says, asher onoichi metzavcho hayoim, which I command you today. And the Sifri says, shebechol yoim v'yoim yihu b'einecho kachadoshim, that Hashem wants that our attitude towards our Yiddishkeit is that our Yiddishkeit should be brand new every single day. It's new. Ve'erichu bozeh, and our rabbis elaborate on this. Va'omru, they say over there, sheloitia beinecho kidyuktuma yishona, that your Yiddishkeit shouldn't be like some old artifact, some old trinket that you've had around for a long time, she'ein odom soifna, which a person doesn't enjoy, but rather elo kachadosha, it should be something brand new. Our Yiddishkeit, our mitzvahs, especially the Shema, where we declare our faith in Hashem, that everything is kiritzoinoi, that has to be new every day. but rather Elo Kachadosha, like something new, Shehakol Rotzim Lishmoya Niflois Chadoshois. Because everybody is always running to hear news, something special that's new. Those two words, special and new, we know that that's the whole advertising industry. Those words, special and new on a product, and everybody's picking it up. Ukema Shekosov, and as the Pasuk says in Eicha, chapter 3, Chadoshim Labakorim Rabo Emunasecho. New in the morning, an increase in faith. Ubishvil ze kovu birchas hamoirois koidum kriyashma, and it's for this reason that the rabbis instituted the brachas that we make on the sun, on the moon, as right before the Shema, Shehu uvetuvoi mechadesh b'chol yoim tomid ma'ase bereshis. And in those brachos, we make this statement that with Hashem's goodness, He creates the world anew every day. Ukemavur leilmiz, as we discussed earlier. V'chol ze hu bechinas kedushas hazekeinim dikdusha. And this is all a description of the elders that we spoke about previously, the holy elders, religious people when they get old. Shemoisifim oyer kedusha vedas bechol yoim vayoim, where their life isn't just a continuation. Every day they're learning new things. Every day they're doing new mitzvahs, or they're doing the mitzvah with a new energy, with a new enthusiasm. Vehem mamshichim heora sarotzoin lechol hamadregois hatachtoinois, and it's these elders, these zikanim of kedusha, who make sure to add new das and to serve Hashem anew every day, they are the ones who draw this light of Rotzim down to all of the lowest levels. L'chol ha'noiflim sheboilim, even to the people, to all the people who have had any kind of fall spiritually, u'malim oisim, and they help elevate them, mishmad, from the lowest, lowest place, from total rejection of Hashem, l'rotzim, to the closest connection to Hashem. How? Al yidei shemachnisin bohem heora sarotzoin, by shining into them this light called rotzoin. We mentioned earlier that the word rotzoin has several different meanings. The word rotzoin means it's a nickname for Hashem, because everything is according to Hashem's will. Everything is being controlled by the rotzoin of Hashem. At the same time, the word rotzoin also means appeasement, or satisfied, the highest degree of satisfaction, that Hashem is satisfied with us, and we are totally happy, kaviyochel, with Hashem. Aval bevadai, afal pi shehatzadikim hazakeinim akdoshim, oisim masho oisim, lohoyer horotzain, ola haloisim kanal. However, even though these zakeinim, these elders, by them leading the right kind of life, they are drawing this rotzain down to people who are in a state of yerida and nefila, afal pikein, still, adayin yesh lekol echod ve'echod bechira, each and every one of us still has free choice, kishemeir boi harotzain habo melemala, that when this light of rotzain is being shined down upon us, lahamshich al atzmoi harotzain, to grab it, to draw that light into yourself, ulekasher kol machshavoisov umoichoi valiboi vedaitoi lerotzen azeh, and to attach his mind and his thoughts and his heart and his intellect to this rotzen. Sheyeh tomid kol. What does that mean? Now Rav Nosal explains. What do I mean? Sheyeh tomid kol chukosoi vechisufov uretzoinoi chazok rak latachlis hamiti hanitzchi. Meaning that the person should see to it that his whole yearning and desire in life should be only for the ultimate purpose of life, which is serving Hashem, coming close to Hashem. Ulahoisif b'chol yoim v'yoim mechodosh lehischazek b'horotzayin dikdusha. And every day to attack this issue new, to be wanting to start fresh in trying to come close to Hashem, in trying to connect with that rotzayin. And as every day goes on, to be wanting this more and more, to keep raising the volume on that, raising the intensity, not to allow it to peter out or anything, but on the contrary, I wanted more. And even, the more I have, the more I want. And the less I have, the more I want. No matter whether I'm going through Aliyah Yerida, I'm focused on one thing. Every day, as soon as I gain consciousness, as soon as I'm alert, I know what I want. I want to come close to Hashem. I know that that's what it's all really about. And despite all the diversions, breakfast and parnasa and the kids and all the, despite everything going on, that's my real focus. And even if the person goes through what they go through, still, not to let go and not to allow that rotzoin to weaken in any way. As we discussed this earlier, and also in Likut Halachos Choshen Mishpat in Hilchos Orev, and in other places. The Hoikar, and the most important thing is, Shetzorich Lahamin, that a Jew has to believe, Shebechol Yoim Voyoim Nasin Chadoshois Legamri, that each and every single day there are new things happening, totally new. The Yetzer Hara tries to slow a person down and to kill the person's enthusiasm by making him think that it's another day. It's another day and it's continuation, that life is just one big continuation. Whereas if the person really, really was aware that new, really new, today's a brand new day, completely new, it changes the picture totally. Alkein, therefore, tzrichin lahamtin ulahamtin ad yegia yoim yeshuasoim. Therefore, when the person knows that there's certain things that they want or certain things that they need and they don't see it happening yet, the person shouldn't be turned off by saying, oh, it's just life is one big continuation and if it hasn't happened yet, it's not going to happen. Chas v'shalom, that's kfira. Every single day is something brand new. And the fact that it didn't happen till now doesn't mean anything at all. Doesn't mean anything. Today is a new world. It can definitely happen today. The fact that I haven't become a tzaddik till now doesn't prove anything. Today could be the day. And that's in ruchnius and gashmius and anything at all. And therefore, the person has to be willing to wait another day, however long it takes. Because Hashem does bring forth Yeshuos, all kinds of salvations, new Hatzlacha, every single day. As we say in the Brachos of Kriyashma, Oise Chadoshois, that Hashem makes news, Matzmiach Yeshuos, and He brings forth Yeshuos. He helps people out of their problems. Rak Afal Pikein. However, even though that's true about each and every single day, tzrichin lahamtin harbe ad titzmach v'tizgale yeshuosoi b'shleimus. Usually, a Jew has to wait a lot. They have to wait a long time until they see their complete Yeshua. This doesn't mean, you know, the person will have successes along the way. But for a person to achieve a complete Yeshua, for things to be resolved completely, 100%, to see their children going on 100% good derech, and to see that they're able to pay all of their bills, all the different things that are important to them in their life, usually a person has to have patience for that. And know that even though it hasn't happened yet, and even though it's taking months and years, so what? I'm in for the long haul. And I know that every day there are Yeshuas, and every day can be a potential for a whole complete change in my whole situation. V'chol ze rimzolano ha-toyra gdoisha b'dinei taharas ha-tmeim. And this whole concept, the Torah hints to us when it teaches us about a person tomei becoming pure. Sheroiv taharoson tolui b'yomim u'bizman kifi erech tumosam. Look at this incredible lesson. Everybody knows that mikveh is something phenomenal. We mentioned that mikveh can make a goy into a Jew. A goy goes into a mikveh and he comes out a Jew when he converts. a goy has to toivel in a mikveh and accept upon himself the mitzvahs. And the dipping in the mikveh makes an incredible, dramatic change in his life. They once asked Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, he used to go to the mikveh several times a day. And they once asked him, Rebbe, you know, you're in Torah all day. Why do you feel you need mikveh so much? He said, I'll tell you, mikveh is different from just about everything else in Yiddishkeit. If a goy keeps Shabbos, he doesn't become a Jew. If a goy eats glatt kosher hamburgers, he doesn't become a Jew. A goy goes into the mikveh and he comes out a Jew. So if mikveh can make from goy into Jew, imagine a Jew goes into the mikveh, imagine how much it elevates him, how much it helps him spiritually. And despite that, even though mikveh is so important, after a person goes into the mikveh, they're not pure yet. The Kohen has to wait till nightfall. Other people have to wait 7 days. As Rav Nosson Sal points out here, Sheroiv taharoson toloi beyomim ubizman kifi erech tumasim. In most cases of tumah, the achieving complete purity is dependent on days and a certain amount of time that has to go by based on the level of tumah. Kegoin, for example, Hatmeim beyoiser, those who have the most severe type of tumah, kemoi tomei meis, for example, a person who came into contact with a dead body, or zov or metzora, tzrichin lahamtin shiva yomim. They have to wait 7 days. But 1 second, isn't there a shortcut? What if I go into the mikveh 85 times? Can I speed it up? No. You have to be able to wait a certain amount of time. There are certain things that are dependent on time. You have to be able to show that you're in it for the long haul and you're willing to wait. Ubalkeri ukiyotze, whereas a balkeri who is a lower level tumah than tomei meis, tzrichin lahamtin yoimechod. They have to wait 1 day, you know, for the completion of a day, ad yariv shimshon, until the sun sets, v'yaschil yoim shelachrov, and the new day begins. V'chol zehu b'china sanal. And this is tied into this message that Rav Nosson Zal is trying so hard to convey here, this incredible, important point. Shebechol yoim v'yoim na'ase chadoshes legamri. Tomorrow can accomplish certain things that today can't, no matter what. You can stand on your head, you can do everything you want. There are certain things that in today it can't happen, in tomorrow it can happen. And therefore, you have to be able to wait sometimes till tomorrow. And if you jump ship before tomorrow, you're out. You lose, chas v'shalom. You can blow everything, chas v'shalom. So here, because each and every day, there's new things happening that weren't in yesterday. V'alkein, and therefore, ze shenitma, this person who became tamei, v'roitze lehitoher, and he wants to become pure, tzorich tvila b'mikveh, he requires immersing himself in the mikveh, kedei lahamshich olav kedusha v'tahara mi mikveh elyoina, in order to be able to draw upon himself holiness and purity that comes from the heavenly mikveh, which is shehu hamikveh shel shvuas, which is the mikveh of shvuas night, shehu hamikveh shel shar hachamishim, which is the mikveh of the 50th level, kama shekosa b'kavonas harizal, as the Arizal explains. And as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on it in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, kimishom nimshach hatahara lechol hatoivlim b'mikvah lehitorim itumosam. Because it's from that shar hachamishim, from that 50th level, from that mikveh nun, that all people who dip in the mikvah throughout the year or any other times, that's where they draw their purity from. V'achar shehischilu lihitoher al yidei amikvah gdoisha, and after the person has gone through the trouble and the effort to try to purify themselves by immersing in the mikvah, adayin loy nigmar taharoson b'shleimus, they are not yet completely pure, utzrichin lahamtin at sheyarev shimshon shel zeh hayoim, they have to wait until today's sun sets, until today is finished and over, v'yaschil yoim shel achrov, a new day, start a new day. Lahavdil, we know there are cases where a kid misbehaves in class and the teacher decides to punish a kid, and the teacher says, you're out. You're suspended for a week. You're suspended for a day. And the person would say, that's nuts. That's crazy. The guy did something bad, so you're going to keep him out, and he's not learning. That's adding insult. That's going to make it better. But the answer is sometimes, in certain cases, there's a concept of time heals, that there are certain things that you can't possibly do quickly. It requires a certain amount of time, just like the Gemara says, that when two people get into a terrible argument, terrible fight, and somebody gets angry at the other person, and the one who is being angried at decides they were wrong, they realize they were wrong, and they want to apologize, the Gemara warns him, don't do it. Do not apologize yet. Don't do it right after the fight. Don't do it until you let a certain amount of time go by for the anger to die down a little. Al teratze sodom b'shas kas, so you have to wait until that kas goes down. And if you wait the right amount of time, and again, not too long, don't wait 6 months, because then the guy says, the idiot doesn't even care. He knows how upset I am and everything. I'll never forgive him. But there's a certain minimum amount of time that a person has to wait, so to allow the time to do the healing that it does. That there, again, there are certain things in tomorrow or a week from now that are not in today. There are certain powers that exist in a week from today that today can't do and tomorrow can't do it. It requires a certain length of time going by, and this the Torah teaches us. We see when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to Tumah, the Torah has halachas, wait till sunset, wait 7 days. As the pasuk says, Uvo Hashemesh, the sun will set, the toher, and then the person becomes pure, the achar yochel min hakadoshim, and then he can eat the holy food. The question is, what do I have to do with the sun? What are you, nuts? I understand I did something wrong. Okay, I'll purify myself. I'm dependent on the sun. I'm dependent on creation. The whole creation has to move in order for me to... The answer is yes. There are certain things where in order for a Jew to achieve his individual hatzlacha, it's dependent on the world making another revolution, another turn. It's depending on another 24-hour period going by, and then that person's Yeshua can be completed. Lahoyrois, this teaches us, Shehamshochas hatahara v'hagdusha tluya beyomin, that for a person to draw upon himself purity and holiness is dependent on time. It does require a certain amount of time. Now, we know that sometimes there are shortcuts. For example, Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Aleph, where Rabbeinu Zal says that there are two kinds of ways, two methods of achieving knowledge, and especially knowledge of Hashem. There's the regular way, where a person, in order to learn certain things, he has to know other things first. Lahavdil, just like a person goes into a university, there's all kinds of prerequisites. If you want to take this in this course, you can take this course unless you can show you've already taken these other five courses before it, because those courses will prepare you for that sixth course. Lahavdil in Torah also. Person's going to approach learning Gemara directly without being familiar with Chumash or Navi or Mishnah. You could imagine that's under normal circumstances. Rabbeinu Zal says that there is a secret. There is something called Shefa Elokai, a divine inspiration, where if a person purifies themselves in certain special ways, they purify all the seven openings of the head, the eyes, the ears, the nose, which are like the menorah of a person's neshama, then a person can avail themselves to what's called Shefa Elokai, where that person can learn in an hour what another person would take a year or years to be able to learn. Hashem opens up the person's seichel, the person's neshama, to be able to absorb quantities, huge quantities of understanding, different levels of understanding of Hashem, much more quickly than it normally takes. That's in terms of Hasoga Selukus. Here we're talking about purification. When it comes to purification, we're being told that the norm, the standard is that sometimes it's dependent on a certain amount of days going by. shekol ma shebo v'nischad eish yoy machara, that the more that another new day comes into existence, it means that the holiness in heaven is increasing, is growing. Because that, in fact, is the whole reason why Hashem is keeping the world going. The whole reason for the creation was that each and every single day there should be an increase of kedusha, of das, of holiness. And each and every single day, Hashem creates a day and a night. Kichol yoim v'yoim shel kol yemei olam hu bria chadosho mamish. Because each and every single day of the world is a completely new creation. Ki yoim hazeh adayin lo yhoyo mei olam. Because today never yet appeared in the world. This day has never been here before. V'tzorich kol echod losum lev lazeh. And each and every one of us has to be aware of this, conscious of this. U'lahoydois lishmo yisborach b'chol lev alzeh b'chol yoim v'yoim. And to thank Hashem and praise Hashem for today, each and every single day. Thank you so much, Hashem, for giving us today, which I know is something unique. It has nothing to do with yesterday or tomorrow. It's a whole new gift. There are certain opportunities that are available to me today that I know have never been available to me yet before and will never be available again. It's today. Today is the day. V'loimar, and to say the words, uvetuvoi mechadesh b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis, Belev sholem b'chol yoim, for a person to say those words and really mean it, to think of what you're saying, that with Hashem's goodness, Hashem creates the world anew every day. If a person says that and pays attention to what they're saying, then they can't be the same person they were yesterday. They can't continue doing the same shtuyot, the same stupidity as yesterday. I have to show myself to be new. If I'm in a place where everything is new, I'm not going to show up with my old jalopy or with my old suit. Everybody, yontif, everybody comes into shul wearing new. That person knows if he wants to be normal, if he wants to be with it, he's got to be wearing something new also. Ukemavura leilmiz, as we explained this before, earlier. Ve'ikar hischachus b'chol yom v'yoyim hurak b'shvil lahamshich ulahoyer mikdushosoy hu'elyoyna oleinu mechodosh. And when we talk about Hashem creating the world anew every day, what's his real purpose? So we should be able to buy a new cell phone, a new gadget, be able to eat a new kind of steak? No. The newness, this hischachus, is all about being able to draw from Hashem's holiness upon us anew. La'oyer oisanu, l'ischadesh b'chol yoim v'yoim, b'ritzoyno ischadoshim v'chazokim l'ashem yisporach. To inspire us and motivate us to be new every single day in our desire to come close to Hashem. That it's not yesterday's feelings. I'm not working today with the faith I had yesterday, with the Torah I had yesterday, or with my feelings for Hashem that I had yesterday. Today is something completely new. I have to have brand new feelings of desire to build my relationship with Hashem. Lahavdil. In marriage, it's the same thing, or in relationship with friends. If people are coasting, if it's a continuation, then it's boring and it's not exciting and it's dangerous. It's dangerous because the Satan knows when to pull the trigger, when to shoot a bullet, when to throw the right problem that can cause a marriage or a relationship that's weak, chas v'shalom, to get really into trouble. And it's only if a person's attitude is that I can't rest on yesterday's laurel. The breakfast I gave yesterday or that's not going to do it for today. Every single day, there's a new avoida, a brand new avoida in every, especially, most important, in my relationship with Hashem and lahavdil in my relationship with people. Something brand new. We've been friends the whole time, so it doesn't matter if I call the person or don't call. It doesn't matter if I visit them when they're sick or not. It doesn't matter if I share in their simcha or not. Not true. Every single day is a new scenario. His chachas, a whole new situation. And depending on how much the person is aware of that and makes sure to do what they're supposed to do for today, that's what's going to ensure that it's matzliach. V'al kein, and therefore, hatomei shetoval, this person who was tomei, impure, and he dipped in the mikveh, v'hischil hitoher, and he started the process of becoming pure, einoi rashai lechol betruma at sheyarev shimshoi, he's still not allowed to eat truma until the sun sets, v'yovoi hayoim shelachrov, and the new day arrives. Kikifi tumasoi, because according to the tuma that this person has acquired, afal pi shehischil hitoher, even though he started purifying himself, v'toval b'mikvah, and he immersed himself in a mikvah, afal pikein einoi yoytze midei tumosoi b'shleimus, the job is not complete, ad sheyamtin al hascholas hayoim shel achrov, until he waits for the beginning of the new day, sheyia nimshach yoim chodosh, so that a new day is coming, kedusha chadosha, which means new holiness that was not in the world yesterday. Ritzoinois kedoshim chadoshim, new feelings for Hashem. V'oz daiko yitaher lechol min hakodshim, and only then does he become pure enough to be allowed to eat holy food. V'ze soid hasfira shetzrichin Yisroel lispor sheva shabosois kemoi sfiras yemei hanido lehitaher mitumosum. And this is the secret of one of the important events in the Jewish calendar, Sfira Soimer, where Pesach, we know we were taken out of Egypt, we were taken out of the filth, the tumah, but we're not yet pure, we're not yet Hashem's chosen people until Shavuos, when we become Mamleches Koyanim Vegoi Kodosh. And to get to Shavuos, we have to go through 7 weeks. 7 weeks of counting every single day. Just like a woman who is impure, a nida, has to count 7 days before she can achieve her purity. Kemavur b'zoyer HaKodesh u'b'kisvei HaRizal, as is explained. Ki yi'efsher li'toher b'shleimus ad sheyisku l'kabolas ha'toira, because it is impossible to become completely pure, to achieve the level of purity that's needed to receive the Torah, ki im al yedei shemamtinim, unless the person can wait v'soifrin sheva shabosos, and to count those 7 Shabboses, 7 weeks. Voikar, and the main thing is, lehischazek b'chol elu hayomim she'enoi zoicha adayin l'shleimus taharosoi. What does the person do during those 7 weeks when he knows that he's not pure completely yet? What do I do if I'm not pure completely yet? The answer is lehischazek, lehischazek bohem b'chol yoim v'yoim beretzoinois chazokim chadoshim. New thoughts of coming close to Hashem every single day, to be coming back stronger. I want to come close. I want to do the right thing. I want to get ready to receive the Torah. V'yihye chozok boze mo'oid mo'oid, and for the person to be very determined and very firm and persistent about this, b'chol ma she'yavor alav, no matter what they go through, no matter what kind of aliyas and yiridas they go through, ad yizke le'yoyim yeshuasoi, until the person will be zoche to the day of his Yeshua, complete salvation, shehu b'chinas taharosoi legamri, which means when he'll become completely pure, she'yuchal lechol min hakodshim. And then he's allowed to eat kachim. Then he's ready to eat the holy food. V'hovein heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand very well how to apply this in our own lives. That each and every one of us has our life cycle. Each one of us has our aliyos and yeridos. Each one of us has times when we become tamei. And when we become tamei, that's when the Yetzer Hara suddenly decides to give us impatience. We're not willing to wait 24 hours or 24 days to become tzaddikim. In the tefillah of Maariv, in Hashkivenu, there's a place where we say, V'hoser soton milfoneinu u'me'achareinu. We ask Hashem to remove the soton who's standing in front of us, between us and Hashem, pushing us backwards, not letting us to come close, u'me'achareinu. And we're asking Hashem to get rid of that second Satan, the Yetzer who's in back of us, saying, come on, hurry up. What are you waiting for? Why is it taking so long? I mean, you want to be a tzaddik. You should be a tzaddik already. And the Yetzer is doing that to kill the person. V'alkein, tolu chazal zman kriyashma, misho shakoyhanim nitmu, rishoim lechol betruma, achar herav shimshin. And this is why the Gemara connects the time for saying Shema, Kriya Shema, with when the Koyen who became Tomei becomes ready to eat, Shemarames al kol zeh. Because Kriya Shema is where we express our faith in Hashem. And the Gemara is teaching us that when it comes to believing in Hashem, you need to know Shebechol yoyim vayoyim tzrichim laham shechal atzmoy emuna sarotzoyin mechodosh lagamri. That every single day, it's a new procedure, a brand new procedure of committing oneself to believing in Hashem, that everything is Hashem's rotzon. Ki b'chol yoyim v'yoyim nasin chadosh es legamri. Every single day there's new things happening. The kohen who was tamei yesterday, today he's a different person completely. So I, Hashem, who believed in Hashem yesterday, yesterday's faith isn't going to do it for today. If I come to Hashem today with yesterday's emunah, I'm in big trouble. I have to know today. I have to say Shema with Kavona so that every one of those letters is going to activate new faith in Hashem, new feelings for Hashem that I need for today. Ki b'chol yoyim v'yoyim nasin chadosh es legamri, u'boze toloi kol taharos l'kedushas kanal. And this is what determines a Jew's purity and holiness. This awareness of every day being something new and not relying, not sitting back on yesterday's laurels, but every day being there new, pumping iron, putting everything I have into it. Because again, I know yesterday's tefillah was for yesterday. If I want to breathe today, if I want to be connected to Hashem today, it's only going to happen if I really do it. If I do it like I'm doing it for the first time. Shekol zeh hu bechinas kriyashma. That's what kriyashma is all about. Bechinas asher anoichi metzavcho hayoim. In the Kriya Shema, we say this pasuk, the Torah, the Yiddishkeit, which Hashem has commanded us today. What's that word today there for? Hashem didn't give us Yiddishkeit today. He gave us Yiddishkeit a few thousand years ago. The Hayoyim is to tell us that in Yiddishkeit, it's only today that counts. A person has to can't rely on what was yesterday at all. Bechol yoyim yiyu beinecho kachadoshim. That every single day, it should be new. Paragraph Membeis. Now Rav Nosson Zal fast forwards a little bit. And now he says, let's talk to the people who are starting to get older. Vegam das lenovoin nokel. And it's also should be easy for a person to realize shezeh hapasuk uvo hashemesh v'toher v'achar yoichal men hakadoshim merameis al bias shimshoi b'yoim ho'achroin be'eis petirosoi. That this pasuk that says that when the sun will set, that's when the person will really become pure, and that's when they're ready to eat from the holiness, that's talking about a person's sun setting, meaning when the person's about to pass away, when the person's day is over, when his life is over, his life is coming to an end, and his sun is going to set, shehu b'chinas bias hashemesh shel kol yemei chayov. That's the concept of the sun setting on the person's entire life. Sheyesh, there are people in Yiddishkeit, sheikar gmar toharosoi yizke rak achar bias shimshoi legamri, whereby those people will only achieve complete purity after they pass away with their death. Ukeen shamrazal, like the Gemara says in Yuma, page 86, sheyesh kama v'kama, that there are many Jews that commit different sins, she'afal pi she'osu tshuva, whereby these sins are so serious that even though the person has done complete tshuva, v'hoyo lahem yisurim, and in addition to their tshuva, they've gone through suffering for the sin, adayin tshuva v'yoyim ha'kipurim v'yisurim toilin ad yoyim ha'misa she'mechaper. For this particular sin, tshuva, Yom Kippur, and suffering put a suspension. It suspends the person's punishment. It doesn't erase the person's punishment. The person still has that sword hanging over their head until the person passes away. And it's only the person's death that finishes the process of purification for that particular kind of sin. There are certain sins, chilul Hashem, certain other sins that are considered to be so severe that tshuva helps, suffering helps, Yom Kippur helps. Is the sin totally erased? No, definitely not. There are certain sins that can be erased totally through tshuva, through Yom Kippur, but there are certain sins that aren't. The sin still remains on the person's record, and it's only when the person leaves the world, if they leave the world properly, then that can finalize the purification. We gave an example. Chilul Hashem is an example. The Gemara over there in Yuma discusses this. V'alkein, and therefore, kol mi shu bebechin azois, any person who's in that category, meaning that the person has done certain major sins, where despite the fact that they're doing tshuva and everything, they're not yet completely pure, they're not yet holy, im yipoel chas v'shalom b'daitoi, machmazeh shoyver olav, if this person will get discouraged, and he'll get down, because they're going through different hardships, then the person will not get to the finish line. If the person decides to quit, to give up on Hashem, or to give up on Yiddishkeit before they leave the world, then their leaving of the world will not finish the purification process, chas v'shalom. Ki bevadai, because most definitely, hatomei legamri, a person who is completely tomei, v'loi tov al adayin, and did not go to the mikveh, ein moyeloi herav shemesh. The sun setting doesn't help that guy. It's rakzeh shesyageya kol yomov. It's only the person who worked hard his entire life, b'chol ma she'ovrolov, despite everything they were going through, v'hischazek barotzayin anal, they kept up their desire to be religious, to serve Hashem, to grow, to get better. V'toval b'mikvah, and they did go to the mikvah. They took whatever steps they could towards purification, whether it's mikvah, whether it's tefillah, whether it's fasting, whether it's giving tzedakah, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavir, all the different steps. V'hischil b'chol yoim lehitayr atzmoi, and the person started the process every single day of purifying himself. Even though he didn't complete the job, even though he didn't achieve 100% purity during his lifetime, despite that, less reusa tava de isavit. This is a very famous quote from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, there isn't a single good desire that goes lost. There isn't a single good intention. When a person intends to do something and they don't get to do it, the Zohar HaKadosh says even that doesn't go lost. Hashem treasures that tremendously, and that gets put into a safe deposit box. That gets put away, reserved as something very, very special, very important on that person's record, that they had a Ratzon Tov. I want to learn Shas. I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to do a mitzvah. Makolshkein, how much more so, dibur toiv. If a person actually puts it into words, a person says, the Zohar HaKadosh is speaking about a thought. Imagine if a person says it, Hashem, please, I want to be good, I want to do the right thing. How much more so, how special that is, umayse toiv. Or if a person does a positive action. Ad sheyizke sheyushlam taharosoi, until eventually the person's purification will be completed totally when? After his sun sets, meaning on the final day. That's what when a Jew is being prepared for burial, what do they do? They do the tahara. That's what it's called, the tahara. That's a final purification. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, Uvo Hashemesh, the sun will set, v'toher, and the person will be pure, v'achar yoichal min hakadoshim, and then he's ready to eat the holy fruits, shehu chelkoy hatoiv lo'olam haba, which refers to that person's portion in olam haba. Sheyizke elov Tekef achar bia shimshoi, that the person will be zeichet to it immediately after he passes away, v'lo yitztarech lehizgalgel, and the person will not have to go through reincarnation, v'lizboil mashetzorech lizboil, and to suffer all kinds of suffering, mi sheloy heichen esatzmoy klal b'mechayev, a person who didn't put in the effort while he was living to do as much as he could to help himself, knowing full well that he might not finish the job, he might not achieve 100% purity during his lifetime. Who cares? As much as I do, as much as I accomplish, I'll accomplish. Whatever I don't accomplish, with Hashem's help, will be achieved through my passing away. Kios. Because if a person has put in the proper effort during their lifetime, beyoyim ho'achroin, on that final day, miskatzim kol ma shechotav toiv bozeh ho'ilam, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, all the good things that the person was zeichet to grab every single day that he was in this world, grab another mitzvah, grab another chapter of Tehillim, another chapter of Mishnayis, v'chol rotzayin v'rotzayin toiv shehoyilay, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim kol yimei chayev, and every good desire that he had each and every single day of his life, all of that gathers up together. V'rak zehu tikvosoi v'asharosoi lonetzach. And that's his only hope. And that's what remains permanently of the person. The steaks and the chocolate bars and the TV show, that doesn't remain. That goes nowhere. Every good deed, every good thought and good word that he spoke and good action that he did, that's there. That's permanent. The Zohar HaKadosh guarantees that doesn't go lost. And all of that gathers together when the person's ready to leave to accompany him and to assure him that he's going to get to the right place. V'oz yeda v'yovin kol echod v'echod. And that's when each and every single person will know and will realize hachiluk, the difference, shebeini shehishtadel v'rodaf achara tachlis b'retzoynes chazokim b'chol yoyim, the difference between a person who did the right thing and every single day of his life he tried to come closer to Hashem, he tried to do mitzvahs, he tried to help other Jews, afal pi sheloy zocho elov b'shleimus, even though he didn't achieve his goal completely, ubeini sheloy hishtadel klal, versus a person who didn't try, who didn't put in that kind of effort. Ukamashikosav, as the Pasuk says in Malachi chapter 3, Veshavtem ureisem bein tzadik larosho, bein oive delikim laasher loyavodoi. You will come to realize the difference between a tzadik and a rosho, between a person who served Hashem and a person who didn't serve Hashem. Now that sounds repetitive, no? A tzaddik is a person who serves Hashem. A person who doesn't serve Hashem is a rasha, right? Watch how the Gemara explains this. Rav Nosson Zal says that the Gemara says in Chagiga, page 9, about this, Sheyi echilik afilu bein mi sheshona pirkoi meyapomim lemi sheshona pirkoi meyapomim v'yechod. There will even be a difference, a major difference, between a person who reviewed his learning 100 times and a person who reviewed his learning 101 times. There'll be a major difference. We're going to see that extra effort that it took to do it one more time is going to change that person's eternal life completely. That person's going to live in a different neighborhood, a different house. The first guy's house has 120 rooms. This guy's house will have 360 rooms because of one more time. This is what the Gemara says there. The Vilna Goin says that we see it in the words. You don't see the words written here. He quotes the first part of the Gemara. There it says, you'll see the difference between Oyved Elokim, between one who serves Hashem, La'asher, versus Loyavodoy, one who doesn't serve Hashem. The first letters of the words Loyavodoy are a Lamed and an Ayin, 30 and 70, which is 100. Whereas the one who does serve Hashem, we said, Oyved Elokim La'asher is Ayin Aleph Lamed, which is 101. The Vilna Goin says, we see marumas in this pasuk, that the Torah calls a person who learned 101 times an Oyved Hashem, and the person who learned 100 times, loyav, not serving Hashem. What do you mean? Then what happens to all of his 100 times? The answer is we're talking about a person who had the ability. A person who can give $2 to tzedakah and he gives a dollar. His dollar is a mitzvah and it's an aveira. It's positive and negative. On one hand, he'll be rewarded because he did do a good thing. On the other thing, Hashem will say, you know and I know that wasn't 10%, that was 5%. And I said that the deal between us is 90-10. You keep 90, I get 10. I'm willing to go for 10. But you want to cut me in it? That's also too much, you know, chas v'shalom. So here also, a person who has the ability to learn more and rests on their laurels that I learned already. I learned yesterday. Today I can take it easier, chas v'shalom. That's called lasher lo yavodui. That's called not serving Hashem. And the Sifrei Kabbalah explained that why does the Gemara pick these numbers, 100 and 101? 100 is the Sitra Achra, the angel of death, the Satan, the Yetzahara, is called Samach Mem. His name is spelled Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, heavenly poison, heavenly death. So as long as a person is doing something 100 times, he's still within the ballpark, within the arena of the Samach Mem. The Samach Mem is still there, can still have a hold on him. The minute a person does it 101 times, he has left the arena of the Samach Mem. He's out of his reach totally. He's out of his domain. 101 is Bigematria Michoel, the angel Michoel, who is called Kahana Rabba, the Kohen Godel in heaven, the angel of kindness, all kinds of tremendous, tremendous, fabulous things. So here you see that every single time a person does something, it makes a big difference. Each mikveh, each tzedakah, each shachris, each nates, each putting on tefillin. It's not enough what I did yesterday. I don't know when I'm going to hit that magic number. We know by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says he davened 515 tefillos to get to Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem said, stop. Hashem didn't say no. Hashem said, stop davening. Rav loch al toisev dabar elai oy badovra zeh. Don't say another tefillah, Hashem said. And the Gemara says, because his number was 516. If he would have said one more tefillah, would have been the end. Hashem could have had all of his reasons, and all the reasons would have gone out the window. That was the number, which if he would have hit that number, he would have gone to Eretz Yisrael. We know that there are svarim written explaining that it was a benefit to Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael that he didn't. But for us to know, Hashem isn't telling us. My rabbi, Reb Michal Zichron, used to say, Hashem didn't tell you stop. So when you're davening for something, keep punching. Another tefillah. It didn't happen yet. Another tefillah. Every day, brand new. Person wants to see nachas from their kids, and people tell them ADD and BCC, all the shtuyot, all the nonsense that they did today. These, again, all diversions from focusing on Hashem, Torah, and my children, period. Who decides? Is it the ABC that decides how good my kid is? Or is it Hashem? Who gives chachma? We say every day, Ato choinen liodom das. Hashem gives a person a chachma. Hashem gives seichel. Rabbein Azal himself said that when he was growing up, every step he tried to take in Yiddishkeit was terrible, killer. He tried to learn Chumash, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He tried again, and he said he cried, he begged Hashem for days and nights, begging, until he broke through, until he was able to learn Chumash. Came to Rashi, it was a whole, another battle. Came to Mishnayis every step of the way. So again, he must have had ADDBLE, you know, he must have had the whole ABC together. And we see he wasn't impressed. He didn't go to the therapist and to the psycho this and psycho that. He went to Hashem. He begged Hashem to give him brains, to give him seichel, to give him the zitzfleish, give him the ability to sit in the saddle, to sit in the chair, and go at it again and again until he breaks through. Makolshkein v'kolshkein, how much more so, Rav Nosazal says, bein hamishtadel, the difference between a person who does put in effort to try to be religious, to try to come close to Hashem, le'enoy mishtadel, to a person who doesn't put in the effort. And now he adds the most critical piece, the bottom line, the ho'ikar, and the most important factor that's going to play a role in a person's success or the opposite in Yiddishkeit is, kifi hiskarvusoy litzadikei emes, is based on the person's closeness to true tzaddikim, hanichlolim bezekenim digdusha, who are attached to and connected to those holy zekenim, ha'oiskim lahalois kol hanoiflim v'orachoikim ma'oid ma'oid, who are involved in trying to elevate all the people who are fallen and very, very far mimekoimim from where they should be, mimekoimim sheheim, to elevate them from the place that they are, l'rotzayin elyoin, to elevate them to the top, top levels. Ashrei sheyoiches bohem, ashrei to the person who holds on to the true tzaddikim who are in a position, we said, we learned earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who can help a Jew go from shmad to rotzayin. Moshe Rabbeinu can't do it without our participation. We have to put in our effort. We have to daven and learn. But with all of our efforts to go against the satan and to go against the tests that are in the world today, it's very, very hard for a person to imagine that they're going to succeed without the help of the true tzaddikim. Shem should help. We should be zeicher to do our part. And most important, we should be zeicher to make the right connection to the tzaddikim amitiyim.